Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. on CalBanyan.com. If you're watching this anywhere except CalBanyan.com, go there right now because there's additional texts and links and graphics that make all of these podcasts like 400 plus podcasts, each with a nugget that can make your session better today, tomorrow, next week, and improve your practice overall. So, let's see. Today, we're going to talk about how do you stay successful in the long term? How do you stay successful when you get successful and stay successful? Because right now, in March, I will have been in this profession for 19 years. So we'll talk about that, the beginning, the middle, and maybe even some end play. All right, let me tell you about Erica. Erica's brilliant. I don't know why. One of the most brilliant things I did in the last year or so was to ask brilliant Erica to be on my podcast. She's got great topic ideas. She's a technical person by nature, very logical. I love that in a person. She comes from the world of software engineering, problem solving. She just had that kind of technical background. And then one day she goes, you know what? I want to work on not just regular computers. I want to work on the greatest computer ever invented, the human mind. So she went and got some local hypnosis training. It wasn't everything she needed. Then she got her 5-path DVD set and things started happening for her. She had the confidence to work with clients. Then she went to our live training and now she's actually become a trainer. And by the time you watch this video, I think she's probably right in the middle of her first hypnosis certification course. How you doing, Brenda? I mean, not Brenda, Erica.
Hey, Cal, I'm doing great. And you can confuse me with Brenda. Brenda's awesome, so that's fine with me. That's a compliment.
You're both
I'm
really
doing great,
brilliant.
Cal. My class is coming up. I'm excited about it. So let me tell everybody about you. One thing, Cal, so first of all, thanks for the great introduction. And I just want to say that from my perspective, for you to call me brilliant or say some of those things, it just makes me feel great inside because you, Cal, you are my hypno hero. I look up to you. I've learned so much from you. So I just wanted to mention that you're the real thing. And that's what I really appreciate you, Cal, But now let me tell everybody who doesn't know as much about you. Cal is the hypnosis celebrity because of his fame in the profession and not just because of all of these great videos that he does week after week. We're on like 419 or something. He is the hypnosis celebrity and authority because he's achieved almost every single award in the profession. He's also appeared on television and radio. He's authored one of my very favorite books, The Secret Language of Feelings, which I give to almost all my clients. And he's trained some of the best in the world. I really appreciate all of the great content that you put out, Cal. You put out wonderful, what I would consider high quality content all of the time. So when I get something from you, I know that I'm gonna want to read it because I'm gonna get something valuable out of it. And that to me is very important. So thank you, Cal.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And you know, the thing is, like myself and Erica, we could just sit and chat. In fact, sometimes it takes us like 20 minutes of just chatting so we can settle down enough in excitement level to do these podcasts because we talk about the topics and we talk about what's going on in her practice or what I'm going to be doing and this stuff. And I don't know how anyone could ever be bored if they're in this profession and there's never been a more exciting time than right now in the profession. So let's rock and roll. What you got for us?
Well, what I wanted to talk about, because I was looking at, okay, so it's the new year and let's talk about it's January. What am I going to do this year and what things am I going to do? Like I opened a classroom last year and I created some materials. I created some products, okay, some CDs. What am I going to do this year and how can I stay successful year after year after year? And then I was thinking, well, Cal's been in the business for almost, 18, 19 years. And so I wanted to give a perspective from no matter what level or what stage of development you are at in this profession, there are things that you can do year after year to be successful. And for me, what does it take to be successful year after year? So I have a lot of experience being, in other professions as well as, okay, what does it take to set goals and reach them year after year and continue progressing in whatever profession that you're in? And one of the things that works for me really well, Cal, is I just have to continue to challenge myself and continue to grow. I can't ever just really be comfortable, right? So that works really well for me. What is one of your kind of leading principles, I guess, Cal, in staying successful year after year after being 19 years in the business almost now?
You know, one of the things, it starts off, everything starts in the beginning, right? And one of the things is you have to adopt kind of a successful personality and a growth hungry personality. And I've talked about this in other podcasts, gold in, gold out, garbage in, garbage out. And the whole world, it seems like, and particularly the business world, the world of marketing, Coca-Cola and McDonald's burgers and whatever, they're out there, you know, skincare treatments and hair shampoo, they're trying to distract you so that you'll pay attention to them, so that they will buy, so you will buy their stuff, and they're really, really good at it. And you know, you can spend your time thinking about skincare and shampoo and hamburgers and Coca-Cola, or is Pepsi better, or whatever this political person wants you to be thinking about at whatever news channel you listen to, because they want viewers and they want consumers because it makes them money. But the problem is it eats up your time. And it also makes you feel insecure. They see there's like just a lot of the marketing goes on out there is to make you feel insecure about yourself. Maybe your hair isn't the right color, or maybe, you know, your skin tone isn't even, or whatever it is, so that they can sell you, they create problems so that they can sell you solutions. And there's a zillion different kinds of examples, you know, politicians and you know, big business and, you know, even kids. One of the greatest books, there's two great books that I think really helped shape my viewpoint of self-development and business. One was The E-Myth, which really taught me about systems and why I developed 5-Path and 7-Path as systems of success for hypnotists. But the other one is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And one of the most important things is in that book, it's discussed this idea of these four quadrants. And there are things that are important and things that are not important. There are things that are urgent and things that are not urgent. And there's this magical box that people don't even seem to know about. And that is not urgent, but important. Not urgent, but important. Now, of course, you have to take care of the stuff that's urgent and important. But you don't want to spend all your time there. And you certainly don't want to spend time in not urgent, not important, or urgent, not important. You want to be doing important things, the stuff that's urgent and important. But of course, you always do them because they are urgent and important. But the winning square, the difference between the people who live a life of growth and success and continuing to remain challenged and at the edge of the profession is the ones that are in that box that's labeled not urgent, but important. For my prime example was, I was just a regular hypnotist in this profession until the day I published a book. Now, that book is well known in the profession now, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, Basic to Advanced Techniques for the Professional, co-authored with Jerry Kine. No one was saying, Cal, you got to write a book. Cal, you got to write a book. Cal, you got to write a book. Nobody was doing that. I didn't have a publisher doing that. My wife wasn't telling me that. Nobody was telling me that. But I knew in my heart of hearts that that was an important thing for me to do. And it had to be a good book. So I wrote that book, and it put me into international and worldwide knowing. People just started to know me along with my website and working at the National Guild of Hypnotists, and it led to me writing the column that I've written at the National Guild of Hypnotists since about 2001, so 13, 14 years I've been writing that column. And so what is it in your life that's important that will make a big difference? What can you do today? What can you do this week? What can you do this month that will have the maximum effect on your life and your business in a positive way? Because If you don't look for it, you won't even know it's there. And you know what? All these other things in your life, these urgent and important and urgent and unimportant and not urgent and not important stuff will suck up your time. And a year goes by and you're no farther ahead than you were before. What do you think about that, Erica?
I love that. I love that book. I read that book many years ago. I've applied the principles time in, time again. I can't tell you how important it is for me to prioritize what I need to get done. When you are doing things that are important, and whether they're urgent or not, but you're doing them because you know you need to, then you are, you know, you're building yourself. You are learning, you're growing, and you're doing the things that you know you need to do. Now, one of the things from my perspective, because I wouldn't call myself a new professional in any sense of the term. So I know kind of how to be in the professional sense, writing emails and how to be successful, how to kind of do stuff because of my previous experience. But I don't know, you know, 2 years in the business, I look to people like you, Cal, or Celeste, or other people in the business who have been doing this for a while, and which brings me to another way that I talk about being successful and doing it year after year, is you can model it, right? So if you're newer and you're not exactly sure, should I write a book? Should I do a blog? Should I, you know, whatever you're thinking about maybe doing, if you're not, if you don't really know exactly what to do, you find somebody who is successful, who you really admire, who you look up to, and you model their success. And so then that can get you excited about the work, and that can help you learn and understand what you should be doing. What do you think about that, Cal?
Well, I think, you know, that is just such an example in my life, because when I first got in, I looked at, you know, who are the successful people and what are they doing? And are, you know, they were teaching, they were creating training materials, they were doing things like having groups on Yahoo, and now I think Yahoo is really becoming passé, their group system, and we've created our own networking site, our hypnospace.com, that you heard about us talk about many, many times. No sense, especially when you're just getting started, of reinventing the wheel, because you just don't have the experience base to create something new. So look, I mean, from scratch, with no input from anyone else, find the models and then use what they're doing to help you do it. I mean, it makes sense that if you do what they're doing, you'll get what they're getting. So absolutely right, Erica.
Yeah, good. The other thing that I wrote down that I figured out, that's something that I kind of want to have this. So you have this successful kind of attitude. One kind of attitudes that an attitude that I've adopted is this idea of continuous improvement. Okay. I don't always have time to sit down with kind of anything really and say, okay, let's take a really close look at this and see how I can improve it. That would be nice. But what works better for me is in the moment, as I'm doing something. So for example, when I teach a class, I'm always asking for feedback, but not just feedback from the students that are in the class. If I'm talking in the class and I realize, you know, that's not really how I want to say it, or I just thought of a better way that I could say that, I'm continuously improving the content. And so that's just an attitude of mine where I can constantly get better, right? Every day can be better than the next day. The content, my, you know, me as a hypnotist, I can get better. My skills can get better. My understanding can get deeper. The way that I communicate things can get better. So I am on the lookout for constantly improving. How about that?
Yeah, as you're talking about that, there's the Japanese philosophy of Kaizen, which is this constant, ongoing self-improvement. And absolutely. And where does that come from? One is from feedback. Another is just pure inspiration. You know, I'm a very spiritual person myself, and these ideas sometimes just come from, like, I don't know if they're, you know, how you guys, each individual, thinks about where inspiration will come from. It'll come from inside, it'll come from the subconscious mind, come from the superconscious mind, you know, come from God, him or herself. And because when you're doing good work and you have positive intent and you want to help people, you will be inspired in new ways of thinking and behaving, and new opportunities will come to you to step up and grow, right?
Absolutely. You know, I like to think, and when I learned this, I realized, you know, it's too if you get excited about something, you have got to go for it, because that excitement, that creative energy inside of you is golden, right? It's so valuable. It's like pure energy. You have got to follow that. So anytime you get excited about something, follow that and make sure that you are following up. You know, it doesn't matter what it is, because as you were talking about earlier, Cal, there are so many different ways to be a hypnotist, right? There are so many things that you can do. You can write a book. You can create educational content. You can model what other people are already doing to be successful. And then once you feel good doing that, you can do your own thing, right? So there's no limits. There's no rules. You can do basically whatever you want. So if you get excited about something, you've got to follow it, because that is just pure, that pure creative energy is just amazing.
Beautiful. Hey, you know, as you're talking about this, I'm also thinking about, you know, this gold in, gold out idea and getting excited. What you need to do, the where some people fall down is they're up and down, up and down, up and down. And, you know, they get excited and, you know, then they go look for stuff on the internet, or they get excited and they read an article, or they get excited and they go buy a book or whatever it is. And then they go into a lull afterwards. Gold in, gold out. Do you want the gold to be coming in happenstance, in varieties of periods of time, now and then, or constant? One of the things that I've done throughout my life, and not through my life, through the last however long there's been podcasts, is I've found intelligent programs and I subscribe to them. Now, this is totally important that you get this idea that you subscribe to them. You want them to show up in your email box. You want them to show up on your phone. You want them to show up on your iPad or iPod or whatever you are doing, so that you don't have to get excited and remember to go look for it. You want that gold to come all the time. That's why we have these podcasts, both the video and the audio version of these videos, also called podcasts, set up so that you can subscribe. And I've said it many times, if you would like to get a reminder and that these podcasts are available each week, then all you got to do is send a blank email to videos@calbanion.com, videos@calbanion.com, or click on the link on this page to subscribe. And it's easy to unsubscribe. Every announcement has a link to unsubscribe. But then you don't have to let your fortune be controlled by your mood of the day or whether or not you got distracted that day. Every week, This program can wind up in your email box. And then also go to places like iTunes. Do a search for podcasts. And the other thing that really keeps me going is I subscribe to these podcasts. And when I'm exercising or doing other things, I can listen to these podcasts. I could do it when I'm getting ready in the morning or when I'm going on a drive. Not just this podcast, I mean podcasts in general. And I can learn about marketing. I can learn about leadership. I can learn about web design and these kinds of things. And listening to things that are not hypnosis allows us to find out what's going on in other professions. And those will inspire us to behave in a new, more successful way in our profession. What do you think of that, Erica?
I love it. That's great. And it just reminded me of the one last thing I wanted to mention before we end here is you've got to take action, right? You know, being successful isn't just about learning, right? And I know a lot of people who, if they could just take half the time that they spent learning new things and actually do something with it, like taking a chance, taking a risk, turning it into something, they'd be a lot more successful, because you can't just, you know, it's kind of like the college student that never finishes college. They just stay at school the whole time. You've got to take what you learn. You've got to take some action, take a risk, right? Do something with it and see how it pans out. What do you think about that, Cal?
Perfect. You've got to take action. And, you know, as we're talking about this, I have a secret to ensure that I take action, and I teach it in my classes. I mention it in my classes. I mention it on our support groups, and that is accountability partners. I had a built-in accountability partner. Her name is Maureen Banyan, my wife. I would tell her what I'm going to do, and then she would not let me forget that I said I was going to do that thing. So in my mind, that she's not the boss of me, and accountabilities are not the boss of you, but there's something about human beings that when we say, hey, on such and such a date, I'm going to do this, or by such and such a date, I'm going to have this done. And you can pick an accountability partner. They could be in this profession, or they could just be a friend, or they could be a spouse. But it's really good if they're in the same profession, and this is why. Accountability partnering can do some fabulous stuff. Just real quick, you set up like once a week or bi-monthly or something like that, and you get together and say, here's the challenges that I'm seeing in my growth in the profession, and this is what I'm thinking about doing. And you guys could kind of brainstorm ideas, and then you say, okay, good, I'm going to do this, and by such and such a date. And then at the next call, here's the magic. As that call gets closer, you feel the pressure to actually engage and do something. And so you are much more likely to actually do it within a pre-planned time frame. And then, because this other accountability partner is in the profession, they're doing the things too. And then what you do is you share with each other what you learned about implementing and what you learned as you implemented, and what you learned because you implemented, and then what your next logical step is. So this accountability partnering is huge. The other thing I want to mention is you got to go to the National Guild of Hypnotists convention. I mean, you got to go because it'll give you new ideas. It'll keep you plugged in. Brenda's doing a talk. Erica, you're doing a talk. I'm doing or you may be doing more than one talk. I'm doing an hour long, a two long, and then an hour long, a 2 hour long, and then a 2 day long talk at the convention. And Maureen is doing one also. So you get to meet these people, and you find out they're just people like you. It doesn't matter if they're making $30,000 a year with hypnosis, or $300,000 a year with hypnosis, or $500,000 a year with hypnosis. You rub shoulders with them, and you figure out they're just human beings like you, and it inspires you that you can do it too. There you go.
Thank you, Cal. I am inspired by some of the things that I learned from you today, as usual. So thank you for those nuggets of information. So that's it for me. Anything else that you wanted to add, Cal?
That's it.
All right. So I'm Erica Flint. Thank you for joining me here today. You can find me at ericaflint.com or cascadehypnosiscenter.com, or you can find me on our new Our Hypnosis Space, ourhypnospace.com, where I'm leading the marketing hypnosis group. So I hope to see you there. Thanks for joining.
Thank you so much, Erica. And you folks out there, we do it for you. Come to ourhypnospace.com. Keep coming back to calbanion.com. And I want to see you at the convention in August. And most important of all, I want to see you in class. Got my class coming up February 23rd to the 26th, weekend off. That's a 10-day certification course. It's the right thing to do for both people wanting to come into the profession and people wanting to step up in the profession. For you folks already in the profession, 2 weeks is too long, and if you can wait until May, I have the Week of Power, which is May 3rd through the 19th. You'll get certified also in 5-Path and 7-Path in both classes. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.